One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
A US court has ruled that this Ed Sheeran song,
"Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23.
Called Thinking Out Loud did not copy this.
And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on. Oh, come on. Woo.
Let's get it on.
Ah,
let's get it on.
Let's get it on, Marvin Gaye. Similar chords, but as Ed told the jury,
so my one is when your legs don't work like they used to before. And then there's, have I told you lately that I loved you? And then, people get ready. There's a train coming. And then, what was the, looks like we made it.
Chords are to rock and pop music as words are to literature. You shouldn't be able to copyright the building blocks. Only the finished work. Ed Sheeran.
Yes, it's a chord sequence that you hear on successful songs, but if you say that a song in 1973 owns this, then what about all the songs that came before? We found songs like from like the 1700s that had similar melodic stuff, and then there was like huge songs in the 50s and huge songs in the 60s, and it's just, no one's saying that songs shouldn't be copyrighted, but you just can't copyright a chord sequence. You just can't.
There have been many, hey, they copied my song, legal disputes over the years.
You see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA.
The Beach Boys sounds a lot like
all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans.
Chuck Berry, who also collected on this.
Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he want holy roller. He got hair down to his knee.
More than a passing similarity to
come on flat top, he was moving up with me. Then come waving goodbye at a little old souped up jitney. I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll.
1956, You Can't Catch Me, Chuck Berry. George Harrison famously paid out for
my sweet Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Really wanna see you. Really wanna be with you. Really wanna see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord.
Ruled a subconscious copy of the Chiffons.
I don't know.
Sampling often ended in trouble.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby.
Vanilla Ice, and clearly taking
Boom-ba-ba-ba. Boom-ba-ba-ba.
Pressure.
settling out of court with Bowie and Queen. John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival holds a special place in this discussion, sued when his solo album sounded too much like his former self. One of the longest running disputes. Led Zeppelin, allegedly inspired by US band Spirit and their song Taurus. Some similarities, yes, but the court claim ultimately failed. Disputes over musical copying. The Verve had a huge hit in 1997. Using with permission some of this. The Last Time, originally by the Rolling Stones, here a 1965 recording by the Andrew Oldham Orchestra. But the Verve used more than agreed and forfeited all the royalties to Jagger and Richards. Until 2019, when the Stones relented. The Verve's Richard Ashcroft.
Mick and Keith have signed over all their publishing from the song to me, and they were going to change the credit to me. I think when you tip your hat to someone, you don't sample them, you just tip your hat, as in you acknowledge them. I think that should be part, that has always been part of music. You know, the Stones couldn't exist if they hadn't been allowed to tip the hat to Chuck Berry and various others, you know. Finally, you know, just enjoy the moment. I will never stop playing it, and never did, because the fans and the people took it to their hearts. It's their song, really. 'Cause it's a-